Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And how many of us have just been through a storm, sometimes a very serious storm, sometimes tragedy, sometimes a storm that gets you to just look at your life, but nonetheless, a storm. Jen Harrison joins us. She has written a book called Life After the Storm, God Will Carry You Through. And Jen is a speaker, author, Bible study teacher, and she inspires millions of folks, not just women, but millions of people every day with her commentary, with her heart, with her transformative words. How are you this morning, Jen?
Oh, I'm doing well, Twanda. Thank you very much.
Storms, boy, I tell you, we all got them, right?
That's right. There is no way to navigate life without going through them.
I tell you, but you had a very personal storm, and you want to tell us about it?
Sure. Twanda, the storm that really was the storm of all storms so far in my life was the sudden loss of my 27-year-old only son. He was living and working in Africa. He had been back in Africa. He'd been there many times, but he had been back in Africa about 5 months, and he had undiagnosed and therefore untreated acute pneumonia. He was sicker than he realized, obviously, and he died suddenly, and we received the word that seemed to come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine being on the other side of the world. When I read that, and I said at 27, because I have a 27-year-old, tears just sprang to my eyes, you know.
Right.
I said, I can't imagine. I just cannot imagine.
No, that sounds old to other people, but when it's your child,
that's
it's
right.
always your child.
That's right. That's your baby. Now, he can be 50 and still be your baby.
That's right.
So in getting that call, and I know on the other side of the world, you had to just feel so helpless and incredulous that, what, really?
Right.
Did that really happen?
Right.
Yeah.
It's so shocking and it's so surprising. It's interesting how the mind and the body can take in that kind of information. It does seem surreal at first.
Mm-hmm.
It is shock. I guess your body literally goes into a protective mode that God just provides so that you can even begin to absorb such life-changing news.
You have three daughters and your husband, of course. And were the daughters older or younger?
One of the daughters is older than James was, and two of them were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all young adults, though. Two were in college. One was grown, you know, already living with her own family. So, you know, we began the process of notifying them and telling them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the hardest thing I have ever done in my life.
I'm sure. I am so sure. In Life After the Storm, you talk about three phases, sort of going through the storm. So talk about the first phase, first of all.
Well, I call the first phase being prepared or getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really realized, Twanda, is that for many, many years, God knows what's coming. And all of those years of Bible study, of growing in the Lord, of learning to just apply his word to my life. All of those years were preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I compared it to being prepared literally when we know that a hurricane or a tornado
mm-hmm.
or something has been predicted. We try to get prepared, and God's word tells us that we are going to have storms in life.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be trials and tribulations, and it is certainly wise to begin to prepare for those life storms.
Yeah.
That was the beginning. The middle was when the storm actually hits. And I think the point about that is really That is a hard time to run around trying to get your provisions together. Mm-hmm. So the first part was really just an awareness, and I hope an encouragement to the reader that now is the time. Every single day you are stocking supplies for your spiritual survival kit.
For whatever your journey holds.
Exactly.
Because it's going to hold some ups and downs. It really is. It really is. And you cannot be prepared enough, I don't think, in that area. You really can't. Do you suggest that, and I know, you know, and I'm a Christian, so I know that, you know, all of the word that gets imparted into you, but would you have an inkling that it would be that serious or not that serious or just a storm?
Oh, yeah, I don't think you have an inkling what you're going to exactly need it for.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that I found so amazing, and, you know, at the time, I don't want to intimate that all of this stuff just pops right up and mm-hmm. starts falling in a neat column, but I think I experienced in such a powerful way. There's a verse in the Bible that says, deep calls to deep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when my mind was reeling and I couldn't even concentrate, it was as if the Spirit of God would just reach into my spirit and start to bring back truth that had been deposited mm-hmm. deep down within mm-hmm. and remind me of who God was and what He was able to do and His promises and His truth. So it's not even like it's conscious at that point.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
the Spirit of God doing it in you and through you and for you.
That's so true. That's so true. So in the second phase, being in the midst of it, I know you had to call on everything that you had to just get through it in the middle of it.
Right. It's, you know, that's where I think you realize later you've experienced such amazing grace and mercy. It's a time that is so unpredictable when that fog lifts and the shock begins to wear off.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality, you know, the truth is, I think, in a lot of situations, not just this situation, when the reality, whether it's divorce or sickness or all kinds of different life storms besides death, but the reality of what it looks like starts to sink in, and it gets worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Because you realize to what extent your life has been changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I think the most beautiful lesson that I learned at that point was it didn't depend on me holding on to God.
Mm-hmm.
God held on to me.
Yes.
And that was just, it was sweet in hindsight to mm-hmm. look back and see. I would have sunk.
Oh, yeah.
I would have gone under.
Mm-hmm.
He had to have been holding me up.
How was it for you as mom with three other kids, you know, really, I don't know if you were trying to be strong or if you just were a weepy mess but how was it in the middle for you around your family and how did you hold yourself up, you know, in front of the family?
You know, we spent a lot of time together. I would say our family circled up
mm.
that first year or so. Mm-hmm. None of the girls lived. My husband and I live in Charlotte, and none of them lived in Charlotte at that time. And so, you know, I became just very concerned that I make frequent trips
mm-hmm.
to where they were, that we have face-to-face, that we have look-and-see.
Yes.
I was so concerned about them. And I wouldn't say that I really tried to hold up a brave face,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely felt, you know, I knew that the only thing I could do was to point them to the one who could bring them healing and hope. Mm-hmm. I couldn't provide it. I couldn't change it. There was no way to fix it, and every mom wants to fix
That's
things.
Right.
And it kills you to watch them struggle mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. question and doubt God and all of the things that were going on. And it was just, it was such a lesson again to me to just surrender, mm-hmm. to let God have them, to trust him with them, just like I had to trust him with James.
That's right.
And to allow him to do the work. Mm-hmm. And he did.
That's good. That's good. That's so awesome. And that's such a great word that, you know, he entrusts us to them, but we don't own them. They belong to God, actually. And we have to trust him with what he provided for us, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So after the storm, life after the storm, how did you begin to put it all back together? And begin to, I mean, because you're out there speaking and you actually got a chance to write this book and really share. And I know writing this book had to be cathartic in a way.
It was. It made me put words down. You have thoughts mm-hmm. and they kind of noodle around in your head for a while. But until you actually start putting words to some of those things, it was just another healing step that I know the Lord has really used in my own life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love journaling, and I encourage people all through the book to journal and write things down and ask themselves questions because, you know, it's just, it's all part of the process that God uses, I think. But Tawanda, I realized one day when I had been invited to come and speak and share my story, it was about 3 years after James had mm. passed away, and they wanted me to, quote, tell my story, and I thought, am I going to spend the rest of my life telling this sad story? I don't want to be, it was going to become my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew God had so much more than that. I had no doubt in my mind that he was the one who could, who, he is the resurrection and the life, mm-hmm. and that he could breathe life into this season of my life mm-hmm. and of our family's life. And I knew it was time to trust him with that. So it was like there was just this slow dawning and readying that the storm was over. It was time to come out of that shelter that God had provided mm-hmm, to protect and to circle up and to stay close and to just trust him for the next steps.
Wow. Wow, that is fantastic. Were you teary-eyed the first time you had to stand up in front of a group and tell it? How did you make it through it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first time that I was asked to share, you know, the funny thing is it always surprises you. You don't know what part of it will make you teary. Mm-hmm. You don't know, if family members are there and that rawness of what we all felt comes back in your mind. It just, it's different every time. But, you know, I even learned in that, God uses all of that to just remind you that you need him.
Yeah, he's in control.
You need him
there.
So desperately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You serve on the board of With Open Eyes, and it's a ministry that was co-founded by your son and your husband. So tell us a little bit about that.
In 2005, James went to Africa to do a long-term summer mission trip, and he went with Samaritan's Purse, and he went to South Sudan. And at that time, South Sudan was still engaged in mm-hmm. civil war, and it was just thrilling to James. It was what he loved, adventure, excitement, danger, just all of the things that really got that young man going. And James loved the Lord. He was trying to figure out what in the world to do with his life. Mm-hmm. And in that period of time while he was there, he met some incredible mentors, pastors, laborers. They just became spiritual laborers in his life. And James was filled with compassion for the people there. So he and his dad would talk, and over the next couple of years, they did co-found with Open Eyes Foundation, and its purpose is to provide motorcycles to indigenous pastors to enable them to go to their people. You know, in other parts of the world, Twanda, people love their own people in such a profound way, and they want to get the hope of the good news of the gospel to their people.
Yes.
So they, we provide motorcycles, and they go into the bush and into the interior places
rough terrain,
never been able to go, and take the gospel. And we've seen thousands of salvations, and we have over 220 mobile messengers on the trails now, and it's just an exciting, organic, life-giving ministry that was really born out of James's heart and compassion for the people there.
His legacy lives on. It's a wonderful thing. It really is. It was a
beautiful
story. And Jan, you know, thank you so much for being transparent and sharing your heart with the world. The name of the book is Life After the Storm, God Will Carry You Through. Jan Harrison is the author. Now tell folks, what's your social media stuff?
Okay, my social media, you can find me at janharrison.com, and I would love to hear from you there. I'm on Facebook as well. You can purchase the book at Christian bookstores, at Barnes & Noble's, or at Amazon.com. And we would love for you to visit with OpenEyes.net. All of the profit from this book will go to the With Open Eyes Foundation. And we just want to put more mobile messengers on the trail.
Absolutely.
So I would love to hear from your listeners and just share with them and walk with them through their life storms, because that's how we encourage and help each other and build up the body.
That's right. There is life after the storm. Jan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tawanda.